Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
We don't have the ability, unfortunately, to really plan with this pandemic. We're all kind of learning on the go. And with the fall semester slated to start in just a few weeks here, are we going to be up against too much of a time crunch? Or how is that going to factor into being able to keep everyone safe, but also try to get people back into school?
I think that's a terrific question, because we have historically, and I think this is true of just about every school district, all 700 to 800 school districts we have in the state of New York, we've always imagined starting school just a tad after Labor Day. And we're still thinking along those lines. But I wonder whether we are using the past way we do things to govern something that is not amenable to those rules. I think we should slow down a little bit and consider the possibility of starting later and watching more and trying to bring in more precision and more data into the decision making to be more careful. I have privately thought, without a whole lot of governmental data to support my view, that it's going to be very difficult to start a day or two after Labor Day. We may have to start later than that. And I just hope we don't use that precedent to impede our decision making if it's indicated that we better wait a little while longer to figure some things out.
Could we see homeschooling on the rise as an option?
Ooh, yeah. I certainly agree with that. And to the extent that a mom or dad takes a look at the situation and says, I actually don't want my kids to go back under these circumstances, or I'm a school-related personnel, or I'm a school teacher, or I'm a bus driver, and I have young children at home, I'm going to say, I just don't think I want to take that risk. I think I'm going to have my kids at home, and unless they offer a virtual or internet-based education at home, then I'm just going to homeschool them. So there's going to be pressure in some districts around this question. And I can imagine even that parents might organize around that question and may mandate or demand from their school district a type of educational teaching at home that's structured, or that they're going to pursue a homeschooling regimen. I think as things get closer and we start entering into August, and if we still see surges other places, we might have that kind of reaction from our communities. And I think it's a big deal that California said, Los Angeles and all these other places, we're just not reopening. I mean, the second biggest school district in America to say, we're just shutting down and we're going to do this virtually. And the biggest school district in America, New York City, announcing last week that we're going to only have school a couple days a week for each student. Otherwise, they're going to be taught at home. Admittedly, those situations in those big cities do not apply to communities, perhaps in upstate New York, like Jamestown, and maybe even places like Rochester and Syracuse and Bath, New York. But still, superintendents look at that and look at those explanations. School district and school board members look at those explanations. Then they look at the data in New York, and they look at this and they look at that, and they say, boy, maybe we should pay a little more attention to that. Maybe that should influence us some. So when those kind of developments happen, even though they're not necessarily physically related to our communities, our much smaller and more rural communities in upstate New York, they still have a little bit of influence on the decision making.
The three options that I seem to hear from a lot of states right now, New York's among them, Pennsylvania's among them, the three options that they're contemplating are going back in person, doing it remotely, or these combination hybrid models. What are your thoughts on those?
I'm glad that they're considering all three. I think it's important to keep everything on the table as long as we can, including, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, past the original start date. I wish that the governor and the state ed department would say, hold on, communities, we're pushing back the consideration of the start of school till September 15th or September 20th, and we're going to take a little more time to figure out whether this hybrid model really works, whether this model works, meaning everybody go back, or not have anything and everything be virtual. meaning kind of the way it was from March to June. What we all know, sir, is that all virtual stuff doesn't work very well for our families that are disadvantaged. And yet that's the safest. So we have this terrible dilemma for our public officials to look at the safest model being the model that provides the least amount of effective education. And that's what makes this doggone thing so difficult and why we have to be patient, why we have to offer some support for the decision-making process. But maybe we should take a little more time because we also have to think about the implications for all of our working moms and dads about taking care of their children if we go to the total safe model of all virtual teaching.